Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Many Gedolim, you could sense sort of the hesitancy. They're hesitant in expressing and exposing real human emotion. But there are those that are very expressive. Amongst them is the great Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Chassam Sofer. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh on the Pasuk V'ahavtos Hashem in Parashas V'eschanan expresses possibly his own pain of not having children and being penniless. And he says, a person without children is considered dead, and a person without funds is considered dead. And if a person has a combination of both of these terrible pains together, as much as he tries to be mechazik his heart, to love Hashem, his heart doesn't allow it because the intensity of the pain that's so acutely felt doesn't allow him to love Hashem. He continues in this unbelievable piece to be mechazik, a person that he should know for eternity he'll have tremendous tainugim in his band with Hashem, and that should give solace to the meaninglessness of Olam Hazeh, and he should be able to forge on. And then he continues that he says there are nesyonos of taivus achila which a person could conquer, but then there are nesyonos in yonei kedusha ubefrat, when it's really enticing, and I don't want to say his lashonos that are so expressive in the Shir B'Rabim, but he really understood the nesyonos that a person in our times endures in Inyanei Kedusha. And if you see his words, you understand to appreciate yourself and every single from Jew how they're tackling these unbelievable tests. The Chassam Sofer understood the pain of exile is so intense that in Parshas Ekev, in V'hoyim Shmoya, in the end, he says that by Tchiyas HaMesim, when a simple Jew living today will meet Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, the Avos HaKadoshim, they won't be embarrassed because 1700 years of Galus Shokul Keneged Tzidkasam equates us to the spiritual godless, to the level of the Avos HaKadoshim. What would he say after the First World War, the Second World War, communism, liberalism, technology, and on and on? Kol zois ba'asnu v'loy shechachnucha. Likewise, the Trumas Adeshen in Simekuf Tzadikres, the Trumas Adeshen says that a person that became a Christian and he returns to the fold doesn't need to accept upon himself. Says the Trumas Adeshen, having tasted freedom, having tasted being part of the general Christian society in Europe and not being under the constant terror and fear of crusades, and now he returns, there's no greater yesurim than that. Chassam Sofer says that when a poor beggar knocks on the door,
Kol HaLashon,
dressed in rags, and you give him some tzedakah, and then you give him a bracha, you should have arichas yamim. That's a terrible thing to do. How do you give a bracha that he should have long days of such suffering? Says the Chassam Sofer, you have to give him a bracha. You should have wealth and achavas adas and not need to run around collecting to survive. And then you could add arichas yamim. In Tanis Moshe Parshas Metzora, the Chassam Sofer says, the Tzoylu Shoincho Meirasi says that many people tell him that they want to die from the intense suffering. They don't want to live anymore. And he says, but if you understand that every second of suffering in this world will give you tremendous tainug in Olam Haba. Then you understand that it's all for the best. So he says, Mia Isha Chofetz Chaim, which person could want to live in all terrible situations? The Tzoyle Shein Chomeiro, never say anything is bad. Understand that everything will be turned into good. All the suffering in Galus, as the Ramchal and the Leshem explain, the Yisurim of Galus accomplishes the Tikkun Olam B'Malchus Shakai, similar to what intense Torah mitzvahs would accomplish. There's a tshuva, Chassam Sofer Eben Ezra Siman Dalet, where he begs a Rav to easily give a het to Meir Rabbonim, and he says, Shloisha ani yodea she'ozvu es hadas. I know of three people. You make a husband remain single his entire life. How do you expect such a person to remain frum? It's a very intense nisayin, and the Chassam Sofer understands the intensity of it to the point where he's begging him to issue a het to Meir Rabbonim. In Teres Moshe Ve'eschanan, in the five Chalokim Ve'eschanan, not in Teres Moshe, the Chassam Sofer argues with the Chovis Halvavis, who says that a person has to have Akara Satoiv for the mere fact that he's alive. And the Chassam Sofer argues, he says that Tzaddik only lives for Hashem, so his whole life is just to serve Hashem, so where's the Akara Satoiv? And the Rasha that's acquiring Gehenim for living in sin and enjoying the world and doing whatever he wants, he shouldn't have Akara Satoiv. It's worse for him to be here and accumulate Einshim. So he says it's only for the person that's having a decent Olam Hazeh, enjoying life, having a good life, and he's not the greatest tzaddik. He could have Akara Satoiv. Very fascinating piece of Chassam Sofer. And Teres Moshe told this, and Parshas Nosei as well. Chassam Sofer elaborates that a person that's so wealthy that he freed up the time of his life and doesn't need to work and do anything, it becomes a flat plateau. There's no ups and downs. There's no fighting and needing to get up in the morning and rush to work and get that paycheck at the end of the month. And the boredom and the monotony that sets in becomes so horrible that life becomes meaningless. And he knows somebody that committed suicide because life lost its meaning. So he says, but a yid, that's a Eved Hashem, could learn, could do chesed, and find meaning, although he freed up his time. The Shloah HaKadosh discusses those svarim that say that for a certain chait, there's no tshuva. He says it's a terrible thing to teach such things, because then the person feels if all is lost anyway, I might as well throw in the towel and go all the way. And the Shloah HaKadosh says, you think it's only Zer Levatala, Dibur Levatala, Machshava Levatala, and one of the other Svarim HaKadoshim says Zman Levatala is even worse. Of course, V'tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medagdikim Chassidov Kechut HaSayre. But Reb Chaim Vital already said that Ari HaKadosh told him that the Tikkuni Tshuva that were necessary in days gone by aren't necessary because it's such a Tumeh, it's such Tumeh and Klipa that descended upon the world in the times of Reb Chaim Vital, that every small Tikkun Tshuva is so much more Chashuv. And likewise, 500 years later, we can imagine how great every simple act that we do in comparison to Deiros HaRishonim. And likewise, trauma that Yungalite say that their minds aren't hardwired for in-depth learning. The Gemara already says, the Sinai and Oikir Horin, there's Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Talmud, the Gemara and Bava Basra. And nevertheless, the Rosh Hashiva will say, learning Daf Yomi is nothing. Learning the Heilige Shas with Art Scroll or Masifta is nothing. And they have to live with trauma that they're already from Yidden. Erlich Yidden, and they want to learn the Torah Kedusha that was given, Dibreis Kalchicha Milavois Eish, Al Har Sinai, Kalma Torah Keneged Kulam, and you just machavek, that's nothing. Of course, most people get the winks and they understand that you want to have the intense learning in yeshiva. But what about the trauma for the Tmimei Lev, the Tmimei Stigger boys that don't get the winks? And you slam them with such a traumatic statement that learning the biggest mitzvah in the world, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, if it's done in a way that makes more sense for them, especially when they finally have to go out to work, and they have this trauma in their head that they're useless, their Torah is nothing. Where's the sensitivity to issue such proclamations? Everything comes into the Din V'Cheshbon. You believe in the Chazals, in the Zoyars that say certain things don't have tshuva. Why don't you believe in the Gemara that Kol Hashoyim B'Shamas Kil Chasa Afilu? Why don't you believe in the Zoyar that's saying Oz Yoshe B'Simcha and being excited about the Gilui of Hashem's miraculous keiches and control on creation, which is ultimately what's going to bring about Hashem Yimloich Loilam Voed V'Sakin Oilam B'Malchus Shakai? And you say that B'Simcha and you're anticipating the Gilui of the Anhoga Nisus B'Meira B'Yomeinu, which is the end of the Shira of Hashem Yimloich, that just by being excited in anticipation of Malchus Shemayim, that alone brings about Kaparis Kolo Avoinis. Why don't you remember the sweet Chazals? Why only the intense Chazals? Why only take the exaggerations, the Tzad Hara, and not the exaggerations, the Tzad HaToiv? Why, when you learn about Kavone by davening, do you think it's such an intense, hard thing to do that the whole davening becomes meaningless? Why can't a quick davening, just quickly saying, mouthing those unbelievable words when you say Rifo'enu Hashem v'nei Rofei, that you believe that every heart in the world, as has been proven by Makas B'chayros, is controlled from on high, and every sickness is monitored from on high, and therefore you could mouth these words three times a day. Therefore, Einu Hashem v'nei Rofei means, Hashem, I believe I'm under constant surveillance and me and you are bonded. It's an unbelievable thing to say. And when you say Baruch Aleinu, you're believing that frosts in the south that could destroy the oranges in Florida and forest fires that could burn and locusts that could destroy crops are all controlled from on high. And ultimately, if your digestive system works or doesn't, v'sabeinu mituvecha, and you believe in that. And when you say t'kav shofar, what you're ultimately saying is that the destiny of history is controlled by Hashem, that, and you're not a random piece of dust, and there's somebody monitoring world events, till the ultimate redemption of t'kav shofar. And when you say Allah tzadikim, you remember the Ramchal that says that the fact alone that Am Yisrael hopes from Mashiach and their boiteach b'Hashem is mechaper kolo avoyno is afile b'li tshuva in his drush al akivui. There's so many wonderful things that you could just have them regular like everybody, not a second longer than the quick minyan. And you could leave inspired, geschmack, and that is real kavana. In a fast-paced world like today, when everything works on the clock, and you have to get the kids to the babysitter, and you have to make your appointments, you won't be able to have that intense emotional davening for hours on end. But you could have a very uplifting, quick davening. And Hashem knows that in our times, we live on a clock. Night is not night till late because of electricity. Everything is different than it was in times gone by. You can't just walk into the forest and meditate. And Hashem understands this is the davening he expects in modernity. And likewise, Hashem understands all the other nisyonos. There's a lot more to discuss, but the bottom line is Hashem gets it and he understands.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.